The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Opposition Leader Bill Shorten have faced off in their first free-to-air debate of the election campaign. The leaders faced questions on a range of issues, but both stuck rigidly to their rehearsed lines. Scientists say mass bleaching has killed 35% of corals on the northern and central parts of the Great Barrier Reef. Coral scientists from James Cook University and the Universities of Queensland and Western Australia surveyed 84 reefs between Townsville and Papua New Guinea. The scientists found the current bleaching is more extreme than previously measured. A search resumes this morning for a woman who's believed to have been taken by a crocodile in far north Queensland. Police say the woman was swimming at Thornton Beach in the Daintree National Park when she disappeared at around 10:30 last night. And an Australian man detained in Lebanon after a botched child recovery operation has accused the Nine Network of abandoning him. Adam Whittington was arrested in Beirut alongside mother Sally Faulkner and a 60 Minutes crew last month. And in the US, a 4-year-old boy is expected to make a full recovery after falling into a gorilla enclosure and being dragged around by the animal. Footage has emerged of the 17-year-old silverback gorilla Harambe pausing to look and touch the child in the middle of the 10-minute ordeal. The Cincinnati Zoo has defended its decision to shoot and kill that gorilla, saying it was a life-threatening situation for the child.